Beer 30. Oh, I think I will have me a cold one.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Beer 30. I'm going to kick this week's episode off with one of my singles, That's How You Know You're Living. All right, boys.
Smoking bars and those on guitar women gets you fired up inside. Man, it gets you high. Got your heart racing, head is spinning. That's how you know you're living. Well, I got friends in low places. Ain't no type 40 here, just cash Merlin Whalen. Raise your glass. Here's to you. Can't a brother get a little whiskey drinking hallelujah? Cause there's something about guitars, whiskey smoking bars, and those honky-tonk women get you fired up inside. Man, it gets you high. Got your heart racing, head is spinning. That's how you know you're living.
Y'all join me over on the couch with my buddies Brassfield.
Beer 30.
Evening and welcome to Beer 30. I got my good friends Brassfield with me today. Y'all, welcome to Beer 30.
Thank you.
He told me not to say y'all, and I was trying not to, but I can't help it. But
it
welcome
sounds
to Beer
so
30.
Natural.
It does.
It rolls off the tongue. It's like a verb and a noun at the same time.
Feels good.
It's a good word.
Maybe it's not a verb, but it's. You know,
it's both.
It's both.
Yeah.
How y'all been?
Man, good.
See, I said y'all again, sorry.
We've been awesome.
Yeah, staying busy and all the, yeah.
Staying what we like to call COVID busy.
COVID busy. Yeah. I heard that.
Which is basically a ton of writing and studio sessions.
Little to nothing.
That's pretty much
it. No shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to make y'all work today.
Yay, we're promise. So glad.
I want to hear those harmonies.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I can't do any. So I was recording a song and the producer asked me, he's like, so you going to be singing your harmonies? I'm like, no.
Well, I'm out of harmony, so I let them do it.
You can do it.
He's really good at it.
He is.
Real good.
He is, yeah.
Hey, fun fact for y'all watching, the very first song I ever recorded when I moved to Nashville, this man right here came in and played
B Dizzle.
All the guitar tracks on it.
Nice.
That's Rowdy as Randall.
That's right.
For all y'all know. But I appreciate that, man. Dude, I kind of got things kickstarted.
I was literally listening to that day before yesterday.
No way.
Pretty awesome.
It's
a good one.
It is a banger. No, I'm just kidding. But, man, I love how I met you guys. Like, when I came to town, I met my manager, the guy that manages me now, and I wanted to be a singer. I wanted to be a rider. And he was like, I want to introduce you to these guys. I need you to take a car ride with me. And we went from Nashville to Waverly, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Small town Waverly.
Small town Waverly. We went in this bar and walked in, and then there y'all were on stage. And I realized how much work I had to do.
Was there a stage? Was there a stage?
No, I think it was floor.
I think there he was on the floor.
It was like this tall, I think.
Yeah.
It was a stage.
Yeah.
It was 4-inch rise.
Four-inch rise.
That was just enough to make you trip
stage.
On.
Exactly. Stub your toe. Scuff your boots on. Yeah. But no, in all seriousness, no. When I heard y'all sing together, man, I realized how much work I had to do before. Y'all are, I love y'all's sound, man. Y'all are so good.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
But what songs are we going to be listening to today?
We're going to start off with Sitting on a Rock.
Yeah.
Sitting on a Rock. Now, is this a new song? Or?
No, it's
we wrote this probably, I'd say, 7 years ago.
7 years?
Maybe
longer.
Maybe eight.
No kidding at all.
Could have been 7 and a half.
Or, yeah.
We wrote it with Allie Cutter and Will Nance. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we just tracked it.
Yeah, we just went to the studio and tracked it with Paul Worley.
Paul?
Yeah.
So
Paul Worley.
We're excited, man.
Wow.
When's the song? It's not out yet? Or?
No. We did a 5-song EP, and we're just trying to get the vocals done hopefully going to get it released later this year. Mm-hmm. We're hoping.
That's awesome.
That's been a great quarantine project.
Yes.
I bet. I can't wait to hear that. Yeah.
It's going to be fun, man.
I'm looking forward to that.
We're excited.
That was
and
one
Paul
of
Worley?
Yeah.
We basically just begged him, you know.
I was going to say, how'd y'all pull that out of the hat? I want to know.
Do you really want another story? So our older brother, Bradley and I's older brother, Scotty, he bugged Paul Worley for around 2 years straight. Just nothing annoying, you know, like hit him up on Facebook.
So
like,
bug was a harsh word.
Yeah, like once every 3 months or so.
Just slid in the DMs a little bit.
You know, someone like Paul probably gets hundreds of those, and he always just kind of ignored it. And then I think one day it just kind of hit him that, you know, it was sweet that an older brother was looking out for his younger siblings.
That's awesome.
And
we didn't even know what was happening.
That's awesome, man. I tell you what, I love Scotty. He's
awesome.
He's bailed me out a couple of times. Great guitar player and singer,
he's
too.
He's awesome.
Y'all's whole family, man. I mean, what is it?
I don't know what it is.
One of your hairs and get some of that DNA or something, because I'm not kidding you. Y'all got it going on, man.
Thanks, brother.
I really enjoy it. They're super talented, y'all, and I'm gonna make them work for you. I'm gonna get them up on stage. And what the first song again?
Sitting on a rock.
We're gonna jam it right now for you guys, and we'll be right back with some more Brassfield and questions.
Let's get her done.
Get it.
Brassfield and questions.
Brassfield and questions.
Planes in the sky, summer coming, summer saying goodbye. On the road, horns are honking, downtown there's people honky-tonking. Ooh, it's a busy world, yeah. Ooh, yeah, there's no place I'd rather be, girl, than sitting on a rock down by the river, my feet in the water with you. Sitting on a rock down by the river with my feet in the water with you, yeah. We kiss, boats roll, fish are jumping, putting on the show. Making ripples in the water, the sun's going down, but it keeps getting hotter. Ooh, yeah, baby. Kiss me one more time. Ooh, yeah, it's all good as long as I'm sitting on a rock down by the river, my feet in the water with you. Sitting on a rock down by the river with my feet in the water with you. Well, now nobody knows if it is we go get our toes a little wet. Just the stars and the crickets, baby, as I take it to a night.
river with my feet in the water with you. Well, I'm just a sitting on a rock down by the river, my feet in the water with you. Sitting on a rock down by the river with my feet in the water with you. Well, I'm just sitting on a rock down by the river. Yeah, I'm sitting on a rock.
Guys, we're back on Beer 30. Why y'all so good? I don't understand.
I don't either.
Dude. I love y'all. I know man.
We're going to owe you so much money for these compliments.
It's okay. I'll take the money, but I'm being serious. Y'all, I'll just, it's just a treat whenever I hear y'all sing.
Thanks, man.
I have grit to make, I got to fake my way through with the grit in my voice. And y'all actually are like the songbirds of our generation.
I'm the songbird.
People tell us that.
All the time. All the time. All the time. So before we get into more questions and stuff, I do want everybody at home to kind of know y'all's backstory, where y'all are from. What is Brassfield? Who is Brassfield? Ooh. Who is Brassfield?
The lingering question.
The lingering question.
So Brassfield is our last name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Family so, trio.
Family trio. So Bradley and Jess were dating, and then Chadley.
No.
Let's not spread this. Joke. So Bradley and I are brothers from Tupelo, Mississippi, and we're gonna have to get this right, man. Oh, we gotta stop the rumor dead in its tracks.
We started it and stopped it.
So I'll tell you how we got together as a group. How about
yes,
that?
Yes, that'll work. Perfect.
This little lad was already around whenever I was, you know, first born. So, right. Brothers.
I was there.
And I met her through her father. Her father's the lead singer of Exile.
Oh.
And historic group.
Very.
We were invited to come in and sing for them by KB, by Kenny Beard.
Oh, yeah.
And we went in and sang, and her and her dad and I hit it off. We just became good friends. And long story short, that's how I met her, and we just fell in love.
That's so cool, man.
Aww.
And I love Exile.
They're amazing. They're awesome. So music runs in her blood. We began writing songs together and kind of realized really early on that we wrote really well together. And so it just made sense. It's like we needed a hot girl in the group, so we're
checking the box.
Oh, my goodness. And we love singing together so much.
Well, I can tell. It's easy to see the chemistry on stage.
It's the best thing.
That's so cool. I didn't know that about your dad. I knew. I met Sonny.
Yeah.
From Exile.
Uncle Sonny.
Uncle Sonny.
Yeah, old Sonny.
Sonny's great, and I cut a song that you and Sonny and you and Allie and
that's right,
Nicotine.
Yeah. Love that song.
Yeah, I do too.
I should have played that one. I don't know why I didn't. I didn't think
it's never too late.
That's so cool, man. So you were playing when you met your wife?
Yeah,
we were on stage playing.
Here's how it went down. Her father was playing the Opry. With Barry Gibbs, I think, and Rascal Flatts.
Mm-hmm. No big deal.
No, yeah. So I was not even the coolest person she met that night.
Yes, you were.
So, by far.
No, I thought when I met Barry Gibb, I was like, oh my gosh, I just met Barry Gibb. And then I met my future husband.
That's so cool.
We used to play pre-COVID at a place called Opry Backstage Grill. Across from the Opry. And she came over along with her dad. And I remember Kenny Beard, he told me, he said, you don't have any girls coming tonight, do you? And I was like, man, since when do I ever have girls coming to see me play? Never. And he said, well, I think you're going to like this one that's coming tonight.
Oh, that's so cool.
And she showed up, and I was singing Praying for Daylight by Rascal Flatts. And I fumbled.
Completely forgot the words. Oh, that he had sang.
It was ridiculous. I didn't know that it was her walking in. I just hoped it was her. I hope it's that girl.
There's a song right there.
Yeah. Hey,
copywritten by Adam Warner.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. Nobody else can steal it. TM. Anyway. That's so funny. Man, what a cool story. That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
It's love at first sight.
That is. Yeah. That's very cool. And you just added someone to your family, and it's not a dog.
I did.
What happened?
happened?
Don't get
no, man. But no, seriously. Yeah, you don't have to go into.
I'll tell you exactly how it happened.
Let me get a beer for this one.
No, my wife and I had a baby girl. She just turned.
That's so awesome.
Oh my God, she just turned 3 months.
3 months.
That's unreal.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
3 months ago, it seemed like she was born. So it's, wow. It's just flying by.
But she's so awesome. Beautiful.
Her name is Crossland.
She's an angel.
And she cool.
She is, I'm pretty sure she is an angel.
Yeah. She is so an angel.
I bet she's going to be a good singer, too.
Probably. She better be.
Yeah. She's if better not.
Because he's watched her singer.
Yeah.
At the very least, a still guitar player.
Now, that'd be perfect.
There's a shortage of those.
There
we
are.
We need more.
We don't
there's
have like one in our family, so. Yeah.
It's need the only instrument our family don't have, so.
I know.
I'm really going to push for that.
You really need one. Yeah. Everybody, we got drums, guitar, bass.
That's right.
Everything's covered. We need still guitar player.
That's awesome.
Well, I know we got another song, guys. I want to hear y'all sing again. What's the second song we're going to be hearing tonight?
This one is my favorite song that we have. And these two wrote it, and it's called Lucky Stars.
Yeah. So y'all wrote it by yourselves?
We wrote it with a fellow named Cheyenne Metters, our good buddy.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
And, yeah, just kind of fell out of the sky one day. We didn't – typically when we go into writes, we have an idea or a melody, and it just kind of flew out.
So. Man, those are the best ones. I can't wait to hear it.
Cool, man.
Lucky Stars?
Lucky Stars.
All right, y'all. We're going to put them to work. Lucky Stars is coming at you.
All right.
Ain't ever been a man, been dealt a better hand than I have. No, there ain't nobody got on lock around the clock what I have. Cause there ain't no woman born to get my fire burning hot as you do. Oh. And nothing as exciting as the lightning I feel striking when I touch you. Mm-hmm. Every time you hit me with those lost in love eyes, I swear that I can feel the universe begin to align. But I'm gonna bet we're gonna get somewhere we ain't been yet. We're scared to turn and turn and turn in lights to zero of the 211. Got me thinking, thinking, thinking. Oh, the diamond shining in the heavens. The heavens. Can't wait to see what's in the cards. We'll spend the night underneath our lucky stars. Turning, turning, turning. Lights to see.
Beer 30.
Speaking of Kenny Beard,
yeah,
KB, I have such fond memories when I first came to town. I met three people, well, people group, I guess, counting y'all.
Yeah.
But the first three people I came in contact with wise in music was y'all, mm-hmm. Kenny Beard or KB, mm-hmm. and Keith Stiegel. And I'll save that Keith Stiegel story for
Keith's
later.
Awesome.
Keith's amazing. I did not know who he was. I had no idea what he did, and I asked him if he liked writing music.
That would have probably made me less nervous when I first met him if I hadn't known who
he was. He just kind of smiled and laughed and said, yeah, I enjoy it. And then I Googled his name later, and I was like, he wrote I Hate Everything by George Strait and produced all Alan Jackson
stuff. Yeah, Alan Jackson stuff.
Put my foot in my mouth there, but no, he loved it. But KB, man, what a great guy. Gone too soon, and just, again, I met y'all, then I met him, and I met him at the grill, Opry Backstage Grill, and I was there with Bill to watch you guys, and there's KB.
Yeah.
Nicest guy I ever met. Y'all got done playing. We're walking outside. I sat on my tailgate of my truck for probably 2 hours talking to KB.
Okay, that sounds like KB.
That's about right.
I didn't know KB from anybody else. Didn't know if he had written songs or not. I thought he was a truck driver until he started talking about music.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's so cool, like, moving forward, full circle on how things work out, because KB and Trace were really good friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was very blessed and fortunate to open for Trace a few times. Mm-hmm. And then got to cut Semper Fi with
him,
which KB and Trace both Semper Fi together. So it was just, man, it's just crazy how things work in Nashville for full circle wise. But man, I miss KB. He was a good dude, man. And gone too soon for sure. But great rider, good friend.
Yeah.
Miss you, KB. Thinking about you.
Yeah.
But moving along, there's not on a sad note, but I do have questions for y'all.
Yes.
So, it's my favorite question to ask is, since you've been in the music industry, y'all have done a lot, have accomplished a lot. What has been your, like, holy cow moment that has happened to you guys? Like, could be writing on stage, whatever. Besides meeting no blue eyes over here, what has been your, like, holy cow, I can't believe this is happening moment?
I think collectively we have a similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say aside from meeting Paul Worley, that was definitely a holy
cow. That was cool.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. On a whole new level of amazing.
Of wow.
I would say his hero, favorite singer is Chris Stapleton. We got to do a show with Chris Stapleton. It was a fundraiser for Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning's my hero. And that was amazing. Mm-hmm. And it was.
He plays football?
Yeah.
Or used to.
Did he kick field goals?
Yeah. 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 I think so.
He was a relief.
That is so
but
crazy.
He got up and sang Rocky Top with us. It was awesome.
He sang with y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the coolest thing.
It was awesome.
We've done a lot of cool stuff in our life, and that's probably.
Yeah, true. I'd have to agree. That's a big one.
We got to see Nationwide Bloopers.
That was cool.
So that was pretty cool.
Him and Brad Paisley
was there.
The blooper reel.
Brad Paisley was there, and they were talking about just completely messing up the lines
it
and
was
stuff.
Cool. Eric Church was there. Brad Paisley was there. Jake Owen was there. It was an amazing night.
Mm-hmm, it was awesome.
That's so cool, man. I'm jealous of that one. That's a great one. Cool. Well, y'all, I'm going to wrap this episode up. Again, y'all are on social media?
Yeah.
Yes, we
Spotify,
are.
Spotify, iTunes.
Yep. Christian Mingle.
Christian Mingle. Bradley was on FarmersOnly.com, but not anymore.
He had to get
as soon as I had to take
clean.
It off since I had the baby.
That's right. But again, thank y'all so much for being here.
Thanks.
I love y'all's music so much. Y'all,
we love yours.
Y'all kill it.
You're awesome.
Good things are coming to y'all. I know it's just going to keep getting bigger.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks again for tuning in to Beer 30. These are my friends, Brassfield. Make sure to look them up on Facebook and Instagram. Also, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, anywhere they stream music, YouTube, you can find them.
That's right.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, y'all, here's one of my favorite songs by the late and great Charlie Daniels, Long-Haired Country Boy. This one's for you, Charlie. Morning and drunk in the afternoon.
kind of like my old blue tick hound. I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made. And I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. You don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone. Preacher man talking on TV, he's putting down the rock and roll. Wants me to send a donation, cause he's worried about my soul. Well, Jesus walked on water, hell, I know that is true. But sometimes I think that old preacher man like to do a little walking too. And I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
I'll show them how we get down out there in the country, Aaron. Come on.
Politician wants a vote. Well, I don't want much or nothing at all, but I will take another toke. And I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone. I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
Thank y'all again so much for tuning in to Beer 30 with my special guest, Brassfield. And just like every Beer 30 show, we end Beer 30 with Beer 30. So tune in every Monday at 6:30, because every Monday at 6:30 is Beer 30. Boys, let's take them home. Stop by the bar by noon today. They said happy hours, 5 hours away. Hit the quick sack out back and I was okay, cause there's 24/30s in every day. It's never too late, it's never too early, it's always half past time to be thirsty. Beer 30.
stuffing my face with biscuits and gravy. Mother-in-law driving me crazy, starting to make me nervous and shaky. The Yeti's in the truck bed ready to save me. It's never too late, it's never too early, it's always half past time to be thirsty. Beer 30. Anywhere and everywhere, anytime is chiller time. Miss the minute hand can be your friend when he's sitting between 7 and 5. Early bird or graveyard shifter, it's never work with a spirit lifter. Pop a silver top, get your taste buds pickled while wait for the whistle to wet your whistle. It's never too late, it's never too early, it's always half past time to be thirsty. Beer 30. It's never too late, it's never too early, it's always half past time to be thirsty. Beer 30. Beer 30.
Thank you all so much for joining the show. We'll see you next Monday at 6:30 for Beer 30.